Today, a federal judge awarded more than $1 million to approximately 150 demonstrators unlawfully arrested by the Oakland police in November 2010 for protesting the sentence of Johannes Messerli, the BART police officer who shot unarmed Oscar Grant. The suit was brought by the National Lawyers Guild to, quote, protect the constitutional right to dissent in Oakland. That city has been under the gun to reform its police policies for more than a decade now. And that's part of the reason for the major shakeup among the top brass over the past few weeks.
We have developing news about a big shakeup in the East Bay, a surprising announcement in Oakland. Police Chief Howard Jordan is stepping down from his duties for health-related issues, and that's effective immediately.
In just one week in May, two police chiefs resigned. Former Chief Howard Jordan, then his successor, Anthony Toribio. The departures followed several highly critical reports, one by an independent consultant, the other by the department's court-appointed overseer. Both find that years after the landmark police abuse scandal known as the Writers Case, the department is still struggling with leadership, accountability, and transparency. In his report, independent monitor Robert Warshaw wrote,
"We have noted in our past reports our serious dismay with the department's stagnation in its progress toward effective, just, and constitutional policing. The department and the city have stifled and sidetracked this effort for far too long."
Despite the uncertainty, Oakland residents do have a way to document negative interactions with the police. The Citizens Police Review Board, or CPRB, was established in 1979 after two OPD officers killed Melvin Black, a 14-year-old African-American boy. An independent investigation found the shooting was not justified. But the city attorney, the police department, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the district attorney's office all said it was justified. Residents were outraged. They began to put pressure on city leaders, demanding more oversight of police. More than 30 years later, the CPRB has investigated thousands of cases. KALW's Kyungjin Lee followed one investigation and found that while CPRB can be effective, community police relations aren't necessarily improving. She brings us this report.
We're getting pretty close. I think that big old warehouse over there is in front.
All Tom Maloney wanted was a police report.
Parts of the Bay Bridge were built there way before it was actually...
It was almost a year and a half ago at the American Steel Building in West Oakland. Maloney, his girlfriend, and a friend attended a fundraiser here that night. Everyone drank and partied.
And then as the night wore on, my friend who I was in the company of, who is of a transgender, was essentially verbally accosted by some fellow guests here.
Maloney says he and his companions asked the harassers to take it easy, and they walked away. But things got heated. Someone raised a fist. Maloney stepped in.
That was kind of the last thing I do remember happening here, because at that point, I was then accosted and beaten. I was hit rather severely to the point where I lay on the ground, pretty much where we're at now. I was very unconscious.
The ambulance came, along with the police. Witnesses told him they saw officers question a few people at the scene, but they didn't arrest anyone. Maloney was treated at Highland Hospital for massive head injuries.
One of the police officers actually brought the girls to the hospital behind me and calmed them. And for that, I'll forever be grateful to him. He was a really good guy.
About a week later, Maloney went to OPD headquarters for a police report. But when he got there...
They told me there was nothing.
He pressed the reception officer at the station, who gave him a form to request a report. And for the next few weeks, he kept following up.
They were simply said no, no, and no.
So there was no police report?
No police report made, period.
Without a police report, Maloney couldn't press charges against his assailant.
So I had no way to prove any crime had happened.
After months of inquiry, Maloney took his case first to the police department's internal affairs division, then to the Citizens Police Review Board, the CPRB. He lodged separate complaints with both agencies. Then he waited, and waited some more. Other than a letter or two saying his case was moving forward, he wouldn't hear anything for almost a year. I'm at a monthly CPRB meeting where a dozen volunteer board members are convening in Oakland City Council Chamber. They discuss a retreat to orient new members and other agency business. Then they get ready to hear a case. This is the meat of the board's work, and it's closed to the public.
Next, I believe we will go into closed session.
Every case gets a preliminary review of the facts. After that, the vast majority are administratively closed, either because the complainant stops cooperating or because there just isn't enough information. In 2012, the board received 67 complaints. 50 were administratively closed, 5 went directly to the city administrator for review. Another 5 were checked out by civilian investigators. Those are the only cases the board looked at in depth. The others are still pending. When hearing a case, board member Sokum Mao says he tries to fill in all the pieces.
As I'm picturing the story in my head, I try to see if there's any missing evidence or somebody's not there, is there a witness?
During the hearings, board members get a chance to speak directly with both the complainant and the accused officer. Mao says that's a key part of the process.
We have an opportunity to ask questions and to really get down to the story of what happened.
In his day job, Mao is a child welfare advocate. Other board members range from a former civilian police employee to social workers and attorneys. Mao says the diversity of the board itself leads to a diversity of perspectives, which is reflected when it's time to deliberate. Originally, evidence hearings were open to the public. But in 2006, California Supreme Court ruled in a landmark case, known as Copley, that law enforcement agents aren't like other public employees. Namely, their personnel records are confidential. In Oakland, Copley fundamentally changed the way the CPRB handles its business. The hearings were closed, and the board lost its ability to track problem officers.
The Citizens Police Review Board are not privy to the officer's past history of complaints and findings.
This is CPRB manager Patrick Caceres. He says the board has to look at each case in a vacuum. They can't know if an officer is causing repeated problems.
So we're operating in the sense that based upon this specific incident and in this moment in time, what would be the appropriate discipline, thinking that this is the first offense?
This is how it comes to me.
So it's redacted to
some
degree.
It's redacted, but look at what the redaction is.
There are other problems with the privacy clause. Janice Embry is an advocate for people who file complaints to the CPRB. When we meet, she shows me a case file about 2 inches thick.
Right. Page 2, page 3, page 4.
13.
14.
15.
So 19 pages of full redaction.
Embry's been helping people prepare for their board hearings for 3 years. But she doesn't always have access to the details of their cases, even basic details. Embry says she once saw a case with the time of the incident blacked out. She couldn't even tell if it happened during the day or at night.
How is that in keeping with Copley?
And there's one more big issue. The police rep gets to sit in while the citizen testifies, but not vice versa. Again, because of privacy. So practically speaking, this is how the process usually works. You submit a complaint and wait to see if your case is one of the handful that gets a full investigation. Let's say that you do. Well, that investigation can take a year to complete. At the end of that, you go before a board where a police representative gets to hear your version of the story, but you can't hear his. The board deliberates and makes a decision, and in most cases, you're likely to win. But that win is really just a recommendation. Ultimately, the city administrator reviews all the board's decisions and consults with the chief of police about whether to discipline the officer. And here's the thing. The city administrator, currently Deanna Santana, manages both the CPRB and the police department. So she has to balance the needs of both bodies when she reviews the board's recommendations.
I have to look at the case for its merits and whether an employee should be disciplined and make decisions that where sometimes there's lots of agreement between the police department and CPRB or where there's disagreement. And I also have to look at what's the higher level risk management of where we're trying to drive organizational change.
Janice Embry and other citizen advocates see this as a conflict of interest. They worry that the process unfairly advantages the police department, that as administrator, Santana's looking to minimize the city's liability. But she says that's not true.
More likely than not, I agree with CPRB. We looked at the numbers. I'm at about 76% agreement, which is pretty good, and 24% disagreement. So one could say that I'm really being mindful and looking at the integrity of the process that CPRB offers, and more likely than not, I'm going to agree with their findings.
If Santana agrees that a complaint should be upheld, the last step is consequences. Anything from a written reprimand to termination, though that's very rare. In 2012, the CPRB recommended discipline for 9 officers. Santana upheld 8, but reversed the last one. That means one officer wasn't punished, even though the board found evidence of misconduct. There's no appeals process. Everyone agrees having some civilian oversight is better than having none at all. Tom Maloney finally got his hearing this past January after waiting about a year. But, he says, the experience was disappointing.
I've come here tonight, despite having worked a 12-hour day, washed myself up, put on a suit, made myself as presentable as one should do in these events, apparently. And the questions are curt. There's some kind of giddy play going on from the man who's the host and the head of this committee, who doesn't seem to be a very professional individual.
At one point, he says he saw a board member fall asleep. He left the hearing feeling dejected. But 2 weeks later, he got a letter.
They had ruled in our favor, which I was absolutely surprised by. I must say, I was really happy, but really surprised by.
2 months later, OPD's Internal Affairs Division also upheld Maloney's complaints.
There was an explanation to further things to say that they would be in contact later to say what measures would be taken towards, you know, the officers regarding their behavior or lack of diligence in their process.
Maloney says he's grateful for the opportunities he's had, that the police department came out and helped him the night he was beaten, that the CPRB took his case and ultimately ruled in his favor. But he's also lost a lot of confidence in the system, and the most basic part of his complaint is still unresolved.
What would it take for you to change your mind about that piece of Oakland that isn't functioning for you?
A police report.
In Oakland, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.